Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The Volume.
What is going on, everybody? Hopefully you're having a beautiful Monday morning. I'm John Middlecop. This is the 3 and Out podcast. And I hope you guys had a good weekend. You know, watch some football, family, friends, maybe a few cocktails, won a few bets. And yeah, off and rocking and rolling here. You know, 3 and Out podcast, we come out every Monday morning exclusively on the 3 and Out feed. And then Tuesday and then Friday. So subscribe. Tell your friends, leave a review. Middlecoff mailbag at John Middlecoff is, we just answer your questions here on the show. Slide up into those DMs and get your questions answered on Tuesday and Friday. You guys know the drill by now. Okay, I want to start with a pretty very entertaining game in the morning because I don't think any of us saw it coming. And I got to be honest, I got to take the L on this one because when the draft happens, listen, I don't have that many takes past like the second round because let's face it, once you get hell in the third round and beyond, it's a pretty big crapshoot. But in the first round, especially in the top 10, I have pretty bold stances. Like you make a pick, I got an opinion one way or the other. And when I looked at the Bengals and they passed on Sewell and their offensive line was a major question mark and Joe Burrow, a first year quarterback who I think like most of us, I loved, really good player. And he's like pounding the table. I want Ja'Marr Chase. I'm like, listen, I like Joe Burrow as much as anybody, but I don't know if I'd listen to him in terms of my draft picks. But they clearly factored it in. They listened to him and they drafted the guy. And then in the preseason, which let's face it, has never meant less, the guy was dropping all these balls. And even he had mentioned that, you know, the laces, the coloring, the size, it was just throwing him off. So we're like, you know, I don't know. And now through seven games, they are 5-2, and they just curb stomped the Baltimore Ravens. But it wasn't just a team effort. It was Ja'Marr Chase, who is having one of the better rookie seasons from a wide receiver we've ever seen. Now, we saw last year Justin Jefferson shatter records. It sure as hell feels like Ja'Marr Chase is on that pace. And he had 8 catches for 200 yards and a touchdown. And his touchdown, he broke like 3 tackles, did a 360, took it 80-plus yards. He's a baller. And Joe Burrow, like, is becoming a star, you know, before our eyes, which is kind of crazy given the fact that his knee was snapped last year. To me, part of the crazy part about this team is, one, like, I just don't think they're talented enough. And two, the best player on it is coming back from a major knee injury. Well, he's been awesome. He's revitalized the franchise, much like Carson Palmer did, you know, almost two decades ago. Ja'Marr Chase, you know, it's different, but like Ocho Cinco, gives them a legit Pro Bowl, absolute difference maker, and unstoppable force. And those two guys, with their running game, like, this team is legit. It is really, really good. That was a very impressive win. To go into Baltimore, one of the hottest teams in the NFL, right? You had a team that had had basically won, I mean, not basically, they'd won five straight games since they played the Raiders that opening night, which is really kind of a batshit crazy game. They easily could have been 6-0 coming to this game. And for the Bengals just to kind of roll up their sleeves and hit them directly in the teeth, I'm blown away. Didn't see it coming. I mean, I don't think anyone did, except Dave Portnoy, who put like $250,000 on it. I was tempted. I'm like, should I bet on the Bengals? Like, they're not going to Baltimore and win this game. No. And they didn't just win. They won 41-17. And every time you looked up, Joe Burrow threw for over 400 yards. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's fair to say he's already a top 10 quarterback. I think it's fair to say that just based on this 1 year, Ja'Marr Chase is a top five wide receiver in the league. Everyone knows he's getting the ball, especially today. Marlon Humphrey, who I mentioned on Friday's podcast, one of the best corners in the league. He matches up with top guys. And to have that type production in this level of game, in a divisional game, so it's not like the Bengals who are teams are sleeping on now. It's like, maybe they're not as good. This is a division game. Like, the Ravens, I don't care how bad a bad team is. When they are in your division, you take them seriously. Look at the Patriots. Look at what Belichick has done to the Jets for like a decade. Curb stomps them every time he plays them because they take them really seriously. They never treat the Jets like their record. And coming into this game, it was like, okay, let's see what the Bengals got. Do we have to say that they're a playoff team? Or, I mean, definitely have an opportunity to be a playoff team? Because on the flip side, sometimes, for whatever reasons, things just go haywire and things don't go your way. Like for the Bengals right now, everything is going their way. Really, the only thing that hasn't gone their way this year was that game when seven missed kicks happened and they lost to the Packers in overtime, which they could have won. The other thing with the Bengals is, you know, I know they got killed today, but the Ravens feel pretty good about their quarterback. What I do wonder is if you're the Browns, and definitely Pittsburgh, even though the Steelers internally already know they have a quarterback problem, it has to make you reevaluate some things. You go, well, it's one thing the Bengals, like when they were good with Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis, you never went like, oh my God, they have Andy Dalton, right? They had a really good team. They had A.J. Green. They had a ton of dudes on defense. Eifert was good. They were loaded with talent all over the place. Defense was awesome. But I think you have to ask yourself, they have a franchise quarterback. Like, the guy's a superstar. And I got a couple texts today like, what do the Browns have to be thinking about Baker Mayfield? And you go, well, they can't be super happy. I mean, they can't love it. He's got a messed up shoulder. He's just, you know, he's not a max quarterback. But I also think you have to view it, well, we don't have a guy who is the equal of the Bengals. And that's a problem. We talk about it all the time. It's a quarterback league. And the better your quarterback is, the better chance it gives for you to have sustained success, to win consistently in the NFL, year in, year out. I mean, the Chiefs are 3-4. I'd say worst case this year, they go like 8-9 or 9-8. And we're going to act like that is one of the biggest disasters we've ever seen. Look, the Jets are going to win like one game. Like, that's a disaster. But when you have a star quarterback, even your lows are pretty high. It raises your floor. And that's what we're seeing out of Burrow and the Bengals. Like, their floor, as long as Joe Burrow is playing for them, and they just hit on a couple players around him, is going to be really high. They are going to be really competitive. So the Steelers, people ask me this all the time. I don't know what they do this offseason because they're not going to suck enough to draft high enough. And this is not a quarterback draft. You know, what are they going to? I know Colin thinks they're going to trade for Aaron Rodgers. Why is Aaron Rodgers going to demand to leave? His team is stacked. They win. His division sucks. He's a quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Now, Russell Wilson, maybe, who knows? That could get weird. Why would he rather be in Pittsburgh than Seattle? But who knows? I mean, that's not crazy. Obviously, if Pittsburgh can land Russell Wilson, they would offer the farm. But I still feel that's a little bit of a Hail Mary. Like, you have to find a way to somehow get a guy that, even if he can't be his equal, like, can compete against that guy. Because Joe Burrow is going nowhere. It really is nuts looking back that at Ohio State, they went with Dwayne Haskins over Joe Burrow. I'd be hard-pressed to have been at practice and seen Dwayne Haskins looking better than Joe Burrow game in and game out. I really would be. And obviously, Ja'Marr Chase having talent, right? The running backs, but they had talent at Ohio State. But clearly, his rapport with Ja'Marr Chase, his just, sometimes you just hit it off. I talk about this in relationships. Sometimes you just meet someone, anyone listening to this, that is married to the one, that is dating right now, that's head over heels. You just meet people and you just have a better connection with them. You just vibe with them. Same thing in business. Certain people you just have a good rapport with. You know, you feel comfortable doing business with. You feel comfortable. When you do business with someone, you're putting a lot on the line. Because, I mean, we're talking money, right? When you're in a serious relationship with someone, that's a lot on the line. So you better have good, you know, cohesion with that person. And Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, I mean, I'm 37 years old. I've been watching football for a living now for well over a decade. I've been watching it now for all 30-plus years. That's what it's supposed to look like. Now, they clearly have a lot of talent. They're high-end, just blue-chip-level guys. But still, I mean, we've seen a lot of quote-unquote blue-chippers come into this league at those two positions and not be that good that fast. So it's been a joy to watch as just a football fan, as someone that has, you know, no skin in the game when it comes to the Bengals. But, God, that's got to send some shockwaves. Again, I know the Ravens got their ass kicked, but they got Lamar Jackson. But if I'm the other teams in that division, I'm thinking, this is going a little better than I had hoped. But the Chiefs, where it does feel like every time I watch Mahomes, and everyone's acting like he's playing like a scrub, he's fine. But he is turning the ball over at a pretty high rate. Now, of course, not every interception is his fault. Countless interceptions this year have gone through wide receivers' hands. And anytime that happens, just because the way that the stats work, he gets, you know, a red flag, a ding, it goes on his stat sheet, right? The wide receiver never bears the burden of a ball going through his hands. But he is making some reckless plays. And then he had a fumble today where he was just scrambling in a little Shady McCoy style, just wasn't holding the ball that close. Now, ultimately, their defense is atrocious. They're not stopping anyone. And that puts a lot of pressure on Patrick. And he's just, things are just getting weird. And I think at 3-4, especially with the Raiders winning now at 5-2, and the Bengals 5-2, obviously the Ravens are going to make the playoffs, it's going to be a challenge. Their margin for error with that offense is basically slim to none now because we know their defense isn't that good. Now, I'm not going to just write them off and say they have no chance on God's green earth to make the playoffs because they have a head coach, a Super Bowl winning head coach. They have been the best team basically in the league for 3 straight years. And they've been in the AFC, they've hosted the AFC championship game for 3 straight years. So they do have competitive culture. They do have championship blood, but their defense is awful. And Mahomes, for whatever reason, is just off. Something is just a little off. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying I wouldn't take him on my team in a heartbeat. I'm just saying they're off. And when you're off, it's one thing the first couple games and you start like 2-2. It's another thing once you kind of get into November and you're 500. Now that extra game, you might have to get to 11 wins to get into the playoffs. Also, you factor in, well, Denver sucks. The Chargers have already beat you. The Raiders are a completely different team since they kicked John Gruden to the curb. So just your margin for error in that division against those two teams who now have better records than you is tough. Plus, it's not like the Raiders will have no confidence playing against the Chiefs. Derek beat them last year in Arrowhead and had one of the best games of his career before today, where he threw like 31-34 against the Eagles at home. And it was because Jonathan Abram blew a coverage. So I think it's fair to say that the Chiefs, like, we might be talking about a team that might not be in the playoffs, which is insane because I think they've become almost like an NBA level team. You know, like before the NBA season, you're like, oh, Nets are in the playoffs. The Bucks are in the playoffs. the Lakers are in the playoffs.
Even though the Lakers are struggling right now, 0-2.
I hate the Lakers, by the way. It's really the only team that I still like, true to my like my youth, that I truly hate. I can't stand the Lakers. I root for them to lose every game. Now, granted, they've got off on me much more than I've ever got off on them, in the sense that they win, and I've talked a lot of shit, and it hasn't amounted to much, but I get joy in that. And I don't get joy with the Chiefs. My, obviously, know the head coach, know the general manager, know other people on the staff. I root for the Kansas City Chiefs. But if I take an unbiased opinion here, it doesn't look pretty. And I think when you factor in that the Raiders, God, they look so much better without John Gruden. That's going to make it even more challenging for Kansas City.
All right, Monday night matchup. FanDuel Sportsbook's about to make it even bigger because FanDuel's given new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 in a $5 bet. Take Seattle at home plus 4.5. The weather's crappy. It'll be a low-scoring game. Geno Smith now has a start under his belt, and they were competitive on the road against Pittsburgh, a much better defense right now than the Saints have. Not sure if Seattle wins. I think I'll take them plus 4.5 at home. Listen, FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe, fast payouts. Plus, here's the thing. When you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. Sign up now, promo code Colin this week. Win $150 and a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-A-N, so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/john. That's linkedin.com/john to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Sometimes it's a struggle between buying what you want over buying what you need. But with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card, you can do both. You earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you can earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like those new golf clubs you've been eyeing, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a divot repair tool for after you've torn up your lawn. Let's try that again. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like workout equipment for your home. And then earn 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller to soothe your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
And then I want to talk about something on Saturday. One, I think is Kayvon Thibodeau, the pass rusher for the Oregon. He's going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. I don't see any way he is not the number one overall pick in the draft. To me, he's the best player in this class, especially when there are no quarterbacks. There's no quarterback, in my opinion, worth a first round pick. Now, I'm not saying there won't be a quarterback drafted in the first round. I just don't see a quarterback worthy of a first round selection. So obviously, anytime that happens, there are only a couple positions that can go number one overall: offensive tackle, defensive lineman. And Thibodeau, to me, is head and shoulders above every defensive lineman I've seen. He's going to be if he's healthy, the number one pick in the draft. He's fantastic. And he made a couple plays against UCLA that were just like, oh my God. He's not Myles Garrett, but he's damn good. I actually think he has a chance to kind of have that type of ability. The length, the strength, the explosion. He's a really special player. But Ole Miss played LSU. And I've talked a lot, kind of, it feels like, over and over about this LSU job. It's, you know, a top five job in the country. You could argue it's like third. You know, if Alabama in Florida, Ohio State, I thought Florida because Urban Meyer, Ohio State in some order, you know, you could argue Ohio State just is number one, just given especially their conference. Alabama, I mean, it wasn't that great of a job till Nick got there. But LSU, the last three coaches have won national championships. And I think Lane Kiffin to go to Ole Miss, and he's 6-1. Their offense is dynamic. He has clearly matured. Like, sometimes in life, you don't need to overthink things. It's happening right in front of your eyes. Like, go get James Franklin. I know, call it, go get Mel Tucker. Like, no, I'm watching this guy who's been an assistant OC recently in the SEC. And now he's a head coach in the SEC, and he's winning games every single week. Like, what other box does he have to check? Well, he battled some maturity issues. Yeah, 7-8 years ago. So did I. People grow. People change. Just offer Lane Kiffin the LSU job. And you can say, should he just stay at Ole Miss? And I'd say, listen, Ole Miss is clearly a really good job. And they retired Eli Manning's number this weekend, which his dad is the most famous player in the history of that program, and Eli's probably second now. So it was a really big deal. And they're not their son, but Cooper Manning, their brothers, his son Arch, who is a junior in high school, is easily the number one overall recruit in the entire country. And Lane Kiffin wants him. I mean, as he should. But I think he goes to LSU almost like, hey, Arch, you want to come and win a national championship with me? Now, is LSU going to offer him the job? I don't know. When you look at Scott Woodward's recent hires, we've talked about that before. It was Jimbo Fisher, Chris Peterson, that I guess had less red flags. I really don't look at Lane Kiffin like having red flags anymore, because I think you can shake those. And I think he has shook them. And to me, he is the no-brainer guy that I would offer for the job. And I think he would immediately have success. We know that he can recruit. Unlike Ed Ogeron, I know that he influences a side of the ball, offense, right? I know he's not the play caller, but he can in a heartbeat. He hires really good assistants. I think it's an easy hire. And like I said, the last three coaches have won national championships. If you tell me that Lane Kiffin is the new head coach at LSU in a couple months, I will tell you that they will be in the playoffs at minimum in the next couple years, let alone competing to win national championships. Now, if you're Lane Kiffin, you could say this. You know, I don't know how much longer Nick's going to coach at Alabama. He's going to be 70 years old. I think he's going to try to make a deal with Arch Manning and say, listen, Arch, if you come to Alabama, so that's not this year and it's not next year, so it's in 2 years, he'll be 72. I will coach until I'm 75. You will be the starter, and then you'll be 3 years, and then you'll go pro. I will commit to you 5 more years. And if that happens, there might be nothing Lane or Kirby Smart can do. I saw Arch's game was on ESPN, I think on Friday night. Kirby Smart was there. But if Lane, I got so many names flowing through my head. If Nick Saban wants Arch to come there, I think Arch would be crazy not to go to Alabama. It's where the most NFL players are. It's where the most success happens. It's where consistently now quarterbacks are getting drafted really high happens. So, but if he's open-minded, I think Lane would be every bit of the right decision given what he's doing with Matt Corral, who might be the top quarterback in this draft. Though I know the guy from Pittsburgh, Pickett, looks pretty good. I have not seen the guy from, I'm not watching Liberty football during the fall. I will dive into it if it's worthy of it in January or February, if this guy's a legitimate first round prospect. But until then, I would, to me, the decision was made. And honestly, for me, it was already trending that way. But Saturday, when Ole Miss curb stomped and dog walked, whatever way you want to describe LSU, just kicked their ass. I think that was more than an audition. I think you might as well just offer them the job. See you guys tomorrow. Have a great week, and we will talk soon. Adios.
Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.